It's 7 o'clock.
In our headlines, FCT police warns against jungle justice. Bandits release 7 more kidnapped Abuja Kaduna train passengers. NDLEA seizes cannabis worth 30 million naira in Nassau State. Serious manhunt underway in DR Congo after over 800 inmates escaped from prison. Stay tuned for details of these stories and more.
Talk about the biggest conversations, made of trustworthy ideas, passionately connected to everyone. Let's Talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
Your future is now. Get your PVC. Participate in the electoral process. Good morning. My name is Bivan Magoni with the news in detail. The Niger Police Force has called on members of the public to shun the barbaric act of jungle justice. FCT Police Command spokesperson Josephine Adi discloses in a statement late on Wednesday. The statement was in reaction to the lynching of 3 suspected kidnappers in the local Goma district of the FCT by an angry mob. According to the statement, the FCT Police Commissioner Babaji Sunday urged residents to desist from such act and instead report such situations to the police for prompt action to be taken. The police also added that the 3 suspects that were rescued from the mob are currently in custody and that investigations were ongoing. Suspected bandits have attacked immigration officers, killing 1 and injuring 2 others in the Birniwa local government area of Jigawa State. State Controller of the Nigerian Immigration Service, Ismail Aliyu, stated this on Wednesday while briefing newsmen at the service headquarters in Dutse, the state capital. Aliyu said the bandits attacked the officers while on patrol along Galadi Birniwa axis. He said the 2 wounded staff were referred to the hospital for medication while the body of the deceased was taken to the mortuary. He appealed to the citizens to support the security agencies with any meaningful information that will help in arresting the criminals. Bandits have released 7 more victims of the March 28 train attack in Kaduna State. The victims, including 6 members of the same family, regained their freedom on Wednesday after spending 135 days with their captors. Their release is coming a few days after 5 other victims were released by the bandits who kidnapped them from a Kaduna-bound train. Although the police are yet to confirm the development, a member of the negotiating team, Tukuru Mamu, revealed that 6 of the released victims, including a couple and their 4 children. He said it is, however, not clear if any ransom was paid to the terrorists for their release. The Nassau State National Command of the National Drug Law Enforcement Agency has confiscated 1,659 kilograms of cannabis sativa worth 30 million naira. The state commander of NDLEA, Peter Odaudu, made a disclosure on Wednesday in the state capital, Lafia. He said the officers and men of the Akwanga Area Command on patrol intercepted a vehicle traveling from Ogere in Ogun State to Bauchi. He said that upon sighting operatives from afar, the driver and another occupant of the vehicle disembarked and ran away. Odaudu said the operatives, being suspicious of the vehicle, loaded with goods left unattended to, laid ambush and arrested the driver when he came and attempted to drive off with the vehicle. He said that upon search, the operatives discovered 1,556 compressed bread-like parcel of cannabis sativa, which weighed 1,659 kilograms concealed behind pineapple fruit loaded on the vehicle. The commander said the seizure was unparalleled in the history of the agency in the state. I recall that it was coming on the heels of 2 similar massive drug seizures recorded in the month of July. Meanwhile, the Plateau State Governor Samuel Olong has taken or swiped at Christians who oppose his decision to serve as Director General of the All Progressives Congress Presidential Campaign Organization. Governor Lalong said, as an ardent Catholic and a Knight of St. Gregory, he has immense respect for Christians, adding that, as an elected governor, he caters for all faiths and non-believers. Speaking after a private meeting with President Muhammadu Buhari on Wednesday in Abuja, Lalong wondered why the same faith candidacy had become an issue.
I hold a papal knife, and as a Catholic, everything we do it and we send the advice to the Pope. The Pope has not told me that what I'm doing is bad to accept Director General. As a Catholic, we take that direction. When it comes to politics, it's a matter of choice, matter of interest. In every political party, you have Christians and you have Muslims. There's opportunity for you to vote for a Christian or to vote for a Muslim. If you don't want a Muslim, you wait until the electoral day, you go and vote. It's their choice. If you don't want a Christian, you go there and go and vote. I am a member of the APC. I will say a founding member of the APC. I don't do anti-party activities. Some people said because I was denied VP. I said I did not lobby for VP.
He told correspondents that the visit was to thank President Buhari for the numerous projects approved for Plateau State as well as the presidential pardon granted to former governors Joshua Dare and Jolin Yami.
Nigerian Law School, the Zonal Law School for North Central, and is established in Jos. You cannot have all these achievements and not come and show appreciation to Mr. President. And a few days ago, you remember I was here when we were making a plea on behalf of some of our convicts, the former governor of Plateau State, Joshua Dare, the former governor of Taraba State, Jole Nyame, and a few others who were convicted, and the president granted pardon. At the end of the day, but he got them released a few days ago. It's a thing of joy to some of us, especially the affected states. Those were some of the highlights of what I had, because I am moving. I will say I am on transition now. Having accepted to be Director General, it means half of me in Plateau and half of me in Abuja.
Governor Lalong said he will soon lead a delegation of Plateau State elders to pay a formal thank you visit to the president. He used the occasion to dispel the wrong information on the reconstruction of the Jos Main market, saying that he has not abandoned the project. Former Ondo State Governor Olusegun Mimiko says the People's Democratic Party needs River State Governor Nyesom Wike for his rescue mission in the next general elections. Mimiko discloses on Wednesday at the flag of ceremony for the reconstruction, for the construction rather, of the Azikiwe Iloabuchi Road in Mile 2, Diobu in Port Harcourt. He explained that when some forces tried to destroy the PDP, Wike resisted such attempts.
Your Excellency, our party, the PDP, a party for which you have labored so much, seems saddled with the historical duty of forging this unity, a unity premised on truth, equality and justice, a unity upon which rescue Nigeria from the far from satisfactory performance of the 7 years of the APC will be built. It is a mission that must be accomplished. A mission for which you are specially positioned and favored to play a major role.
This is Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
And now the business news.
Business news.
Thank you for staying with 95.1 Nigeria Info, bringing our time to 9 minutes past 7 and to the rest of the news. The federal government is set to make a total of 483.73 billion naira in 3 years from electronic payment boom by way of the electronic money transfer levy. The budget office of the federation revealed this in its 2023-25 medium-term expenditure framework and fiscal strategy paper. The EMTR was introduced in the Finance Act 2020, which amended the Stamp Duty Act to tap into the growth of electronic funds transfer in the nation. It is a single one-off charge of 15 naira on electronic receipt or transfer of money deposited in any deposit money bank or financial institution on any type of account on sums of 10,000 naira and above. Prices in the U.S. continued to rise rapidly last month, but a fall in petrol costs helped to ease the pace. According to the Labor Department, the annual inflation rate, the pace at which prices rise, was 8.5% in July, down from June when it surged to 9.1%, aside from energy costs for earning for many items, including groceries and housing, continue to climb. The higher costs have left many families struggling and had a significant impact on the economy. Jobs growth remains strong, but other indicators like consumer and business sentiment have been hit by worries about the rising prices, which are climbing faster than they have since the early 1980s.
And now we bring you news from around the world.
News from around the world.
Security forces in the Democratic Republic of the Congo are searching for more than 800 prisoners set free by armed rebels. Army and other sources said two police officers and one rebel were killed in the assault on Kakwangura Central Prison in North Kivu Province. About 50 of the SKPs were recaptured. Fighters of the ADF, a group linked to an Islamic State group, are being blamed for the jailbreak, which reportedly freed a rebel leader. Satellite images appear to show extensive damages and several destroyed Russian warplanes at a Crimea air base following explosions earlier this week. The Saki base in the western Russian-ruled Crimea was rocked by a string of blasts on Tuesday, killing one person. Ukraine has not claimed responsibility, but this new evidence suggests the possibility of a targeted attack. The images from the U.S.-based Planet Labs show large areas of scorched earth left from fires that erupted.
Take it away with the entertainment news.
Nigerian singer Kizz Daniel has apologized to Tanzanian fans for failing to show up at a Summer Amplified show where he was expected to perform last Sunday. Lebuga Kruna was subsequently arrested by the show promoter, Stephen Uwa, for failing to perform despite appeals from all concerned parties. But speaking at a press conference on Tuesday, Kizz Daniel said his attitude was unintentional and that he did not intend to disrespect his fans. The music star added that he has met with the promoters and agreed to perform at a free show this Friday.
So we came to an agreement to put up a show on Friday, the free show, by the way. I will be partnering with Straight Up Vibes to make that happen. And also, I must apologize to the fans. None of this was intentional. I didn't mean to disrespect the fans. I wanted to perform, but due to some circumstances way over my power, we couldn't make that happen. I apologize once again to the people of Tanzania, and I hope you guys give me another chance to give you a show.
And now, updates on the sports news.
The 2022 FIFA World Cup is set to start one day earlier than planned on Sunday, November 20th, with host Qatar taking on Ecuador. The Group A opener was due to be played on November 21 as the third match of the competition. The opening match of the tournament was to be Senegal against the Netherlands earlier on the Monday. However, the administrative arm of the world governing body has submitted a proposal to move the Qatar game. It followed discussions with Qatar and the opponent Ecuador after receiving a request from the South American Confederation CONMEBOL. It fits in with the tradition of either the host or the holders being involved in the opening match. In the news, and a look at our top stories. FCT warns against jungle justice. Bandits release seven more kidnapped Abuja Kaduna train passengers. NDLEA seizes cannabis worth 13 million naira in Nasarawa State. Serious manhunt underway in DR Congo after over 800 inmates escaped from prison. That's the news on 95.1 Nigerian Force, edited by Solomon Dahi. Don't forget, you can always send us eyewitness information as news breaks in your area. Send your information to 090-8885-1885. Follow us on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Abuja, Facebook at Nigeria Info Abuja, Twitter at Nigeria Info ABJ, or visit our website www.nigerainfo.fm or visit Google Play Store for our mobile app. My name is Bivon Magoni. Good morning.
Talk about the biggest conversations made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's talk a Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
would you go to claim what is yours? How hard would you fight for your inheritance? Nigeria is ours, and the well-being of this great nation is our priority. The time has come again where our choices and actions will determine the progress of this country. Get your PVC. So get up, get empowered, and vote. Your PVC is your right. Get it now. This message is brought to you by your Let's Talk radio station, 95.1 Nigeria Info.
It's ruthlessly articulate. It's the spirit of an urgent debate. It provides a culture, intelligence. By the time you're done, you would know that we just started.
Are you there? Good morning to you.
Welcome to the Morning Crossfire with Femi D. Live.
The big stories and headlines that are getting
into now. This is Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
From your number one talk news and sports station. This is the Morning Crossfire with Femi D. Live.
Welcome back to the show this very morning. Presidency turn of South despite religion. Akere Dulu insists team your supporters. Tinubu tells Labour Party candidate. Nigeria facing excess existential threat. World Bank warns is also in the news for today. Mimiko to Wike, your boldness sustained agitation for true federalism. Muslim ticket. Pope hasn't told me to reject DG appointment. That's also in the news. Now bombs terrorist stronghold, kills kingpin, 17 others. Pressure mounts on IU to quit as PDP chairman. All right, other stories. You find our church attack. DHQ clarifies identities of arrested suspects. Welcome back to the show. Let's listen to you as you make your input now. The main lines are back, so you can always reach us through the main lines now on 0700-951-0000. Again, that's 0700-951-0000. The main lines are back, okay? Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good to have you on.
My name is Omar.
All right, Omar. Good morning to you.
Yeah, I agree with Akedelu totally. I think let's try another region. I mean, it's okay with the North for now. Let another region try. Let's see. I mean, during the criminal, let me come and steal like others have been stealing. Let's just see what happens. Let's just make a change for the now. Let's just find out what's going to happen.
No, but essentially, we hope that nobody comes to steal. We should get somebody that will do the work. Okay, that's more. No, but shouldn't be. I mean, Omar, it shouldn't be an idea to encourage criminals to take over. No, Omar, this is radio, and you know it is. Yeah, based on that I would understand, but no, not to say that we should elect a criminal into the position. No, it shouldn't be such. I know such pessimistic view you do have on that, but you know that shouldn't be the orientation we'll put out there on radio. It's something you can say in your personal space, but not on radio, please. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, family.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, thank you very much. My name is Hola. I'm calling from Blue Bay.
All right, Hola, let's talk.
Yes, thank you. Let me speak about what the governor of Ondo State said about power returning to the north. Returning to the southern part of the country and the state is the most. You see, that's why it is not good for us to ship it in, you know, kill behind politicians. Because they always do things for their own personal interest.
Mm-hmm.
If Governor Akpabio is insisting that power must shift them to the southern part of the country, you know, has he ever, in a holiday's while, you know, told Nigerians that power has to shift to Southeast part of the country, you know, because look, from what we learned, there's only two zones in this country that have not produced the president, the Southeast and the Northeast. Yes, so if you are insisting that power must change to the southern part of the country, then it must be underlined, it must be Southeast.
Okay.
Anything outside that Any tax filer is just unnecessary, you know, they're just going after their own personal interest. Any family?
Yes, yes.
In fact, I think we need to call from Babangida so that they should not be continually linking all these problems to Wiki. I know Wiki is in pain, but you got to understand the level. When we are in supporter, but the way he wanted to, but we don't like it like that. Nigerians are watching. And if this thing comes to you, Wike, if some people are angry with you like that, will you be happy? You should shape that and continue to welcome the party so that the masses of this country, we are tired. You don't know how we feel. You know, if Wike know how we feel, he will not be doing such. We love Wike, but he should not be agitated for so long. Atiku has not been talking now. So the majority has been playing for Atiku's side. It's only the other side. But he should shape that so that to welcome the party back on board. Should not continue to linger on the problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, sir. I don't know why Chinubu is worried about PTLB supporters. I'm Callistus from Era 11. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show. Good morning to you. Oh, is anybody there? Not too sure that's connected. Comrade Chris Eziocha says, on 2023 elections, once beaten, twice shy. Having said this, this is the time to vote for your conscience and competence. This is the time to change the only narrative as to better the lots of Nigerians. We should not allow the confederacy of taboos to prevail anymore. Above all, the only thing permanent in life is change and uncertainty. Have a fulfilled day, Femidi. Okay, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Femidi.
You're welcome.
Thank you. My name is Emmanuel Bishop, President.
All right, Emmanuel, good to have you on the show.
Quite a while. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And you, brother?
I'm doing fine. The statement credited to my love, that Pope has not told him that what he did is bad, right? Must Pope come from Rome to tell you what you're doing is bad or good? You should sit at the comfort of your home and check yourself. Nobody will come tell you that what you are doing is good. You should check himself very well and see if the way he's treading is a good one or a bad one. But I am not bothered about him. If he likes, let him remain a DG forever, even after his tenure. The youth of Nigerians have made up their minds, and we know where we are going. We are not bothered about the old men. Secondly, Obasanjo said a wrong choice will consume Nigeria, which is very true. We know the handwriting is on the wall, and we know what the affliction cannot rise the second time. It will never happen in Nigeria again. Affliction will not rise in Nigeria the second time. Thank you.
All right. Okay, not the second time. All right, let's even venture into what Governor Lalong of Plateau State was talking about. He recently appeared and, you know, was at the Federal Executive Council, you know, the briefing room that they use for FEC. He was there, the briefing room for media, and he explained his reasons for accepting to be the director general for the campaign. Here's what he said about that. Let's welcome ourselves to the lead.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Of the good people of Plateau State, and of course, now with the added responsibility as the chairman or the director general of the campaign, as well as Bola Tinubu stroke Kashim's campaign. The last time we were here was the endorsement by Mr. President. I was taken to Mr. President to be endorsed, and we came here straight. This time, in the last 1 week, I was also running to do some reappraisals. And part of it is always as the chairman of the campaign council. President is chairman of the campaign council. I will also come regularly to brief him on certain things that are going on, certain things that we are planning. The other one, the other aspect of my visit to Mr. President is also to come and show him appreciation in the last few months, what he has done in Plateau State. In the last few months, we just even a week or two, we just got approval making University of Jos as a cancer center. I saw about 3 point something billion approved and a special center for cancer. So it's not a small achievement. We had in the last few months, the president approved the establishment of an orthopedic center, orthopedic hospital, the only one in the North Central, and he approved Plateau State.
This is Morning Crossfire.
We do it and we send the advice to the Pope. The Pope has not told me that what I'm doing is bad, to accept pleasure, and all of them accepted. So if you see people talking about me rejecting, I have accepted already. It's not issue of, it's not an option. I told them, some of them are already keen into it. I've accepted already. It's not an issue. I'm a Christian. I said it here, some people are misinterpreting it, that I said I was not a Christian. If you see my TVC interview, I said I was born a Catholic, baptized a Catholic, confirmed a Catholic. Today, I went through missionary schools. Yes, I went through mission. I was taught by mission. I respect my being a Christian. I've been given the award by the Pope, the highest award. I still hold that award, the highest papal award. I want people to know, Knight of St. Gregory the Great. I have it. One day, if you want, I wear my uniform and come here. For those who are talking about, I don't even know where they are. I hold a papal knight. And as a Catholic, everything we do it and we send the advice to the Pope. The Pope has not told me that what I'm doing is bad, to accept Director General. As a Catholic, we take that direction. But generally, as a governor of a state, I said, as a governor of a state, I'm not responsible to only my faith. I'm responsible to other people who belong to other faiths, who don't even share, who are not Muslim or Christians. So that is what I took an oath of office. The purpose of my oath of office is to take care of those people. When it comes to politics, it's a matter of choice, matter of interest. In every political party, you have Christians and you have Muslims. In every political party, there's opportunity for you to vote for a Christian or to vote for a Muslim. If you don't want a Muslim, you wait until the electoral day, you go and vote, it be your choice. If you don't want a Christian, you go there and go and vote, not accepting responsibility in a party. I am a member of the APC. I will say a founding member of the APC. I don't do anti-party activities. Some people said because I was denied VP. I said I did not lobby for VP. Yes, many people were lobbying and writing on my behalf. But what I wanted to be, and I still stand for now, I obtained form for Senate. I won. I have my senatorial ticket that I'm waiting for. So if at any time some people who wanted to be VT lost out and they are using religion, they should not use me to help them.
This is Morning Crossfire.
There you go. The response provided by Governor Lalonga, Simon Lalonga of Plateau State, who's also the DG of the APC campaign that would possibly start off much of their motion when the campaigns officially opens. But he'll be coordinating a lot of the affairs. He was responding to the issue of Muslim ticket. He also made it clear, the Pope has not told me what I'm doing is wrong. Okay, that clears that up for every one of us. It makes it known his position on things. Let's also check in on this. Now, the governor of Ebonyi State, yes, Umahi, has been speaking about the 1.1 trillion naira demand of ASUU in order to meet the needs. It says Nigeria can borrow 1.1 trillion naira to meet ASUU's demands. Take a listen to this.
This is Morning Crossfire.
To say that our basic problems, you know, in this country, you know, remain security, health, and education. And let me say a little in education, which is in the public domain now, about the ASUU strike. And I think that our education system is not being properly articulated. The basic education every country, you know, strives to, you know, attend is secondary school and vocational schools. These are the basic education. And where you have these qualifications, you will be able to use it either to start up something on your own or to be able to use it to, you know, be employed. And while you're on employment, if you don't have the means, you'll be able to, you know, aspire to university education. But we've made the basis of our employment mostly university degree. And most of the time, you know, you find out that these people just crash through university without the university imbibing anything in them. And so there is a need to review our educational system. It mustn't be for everybody. I'm not ashamed that I have only first degree. My deputy is a PhD holder. But it doesn't matter. You know, it is what you bring on board that matters so much. You know, so I cannot see how we cannot sit down with our ASUU leaders, you know, and iron out this problem of the ASUU strike. I've read social media and newspapers how students, you know, got into trouble just by sitting at home or engaging in means of keeping themselves busy instead of being in schools. There's no way the country Nigeria will go and borrow 1.1 trillion to meet ASUU's demand. It's quite unreasonable. Are their demand genuine? Yes. But we can start, you know, little by little. There must be commitment on the side of both parties that, look, these ASUU are not asking this to take to their houses, so to say. They're asking it for our children to better the infrastructure, to better the lives of the lecturers and the students. Yes. But we can start with a fraction of that and then have a program, you know, that we run, you know, on the platform of sincerity to address all the lots. But let me also say that most of the time, our people, they have very low, you know, appetite for maintenance of public works. No matter how much you deploy to these universities, unless the, you know, the users, you know, the industry, you know, the regulators, unless they begin to treat public infrastructure as their own in the various universities, it will continue to go bad, no matter how much the federal government deploys to it. So it is important for ASUU to, you know, show some understanding, and for those who are negotiating on the side of government to also show understanding. Let's meet ourselves halfway and then open the schools to save the fate of our children. This is very important. And I want to thank the president so much for showing concern. You know, you see, this job is very easy when you are not the one doing it. Those who criticize most are those who will fail most if given opportunities. Talk is cheap. You can criticize anything, even when somebody walks on, you know, top of what I say, the person is raising dust. Because people darken, you know, cancel without knowledge, you know. And there's so much hate speeches being dished out at the social media. There's so much misinformation. And there is no regulation or the law is not being implemented.
This is Morning Crossfire.
There you go. Response of Devo Umahi of Ebonyi State. With regards to the issue of ASUU strike or not, what should be done? or not being done. Well, there's also the talk about resign as APC vice presidential candidate. A media belt group is appealing to Shettima. Do they have good reason to say so? Take a listen to their own orientation and plead.
And the FCT. Now,
this is Morning Crossfire.
Let me ask you this. Are you going to tell me that we do not have any competent Christian that can file in for the vice presidential candidate? The leadership of the Middle Belt Congress is holding this press conference, given the APC's potentially hazardous political outing at the 2023 presidential election. It is succinct to mention that since the nomination of Senator Kashim Shettima as the vice presidential candidate of the APC, the national acceptance of the party has dwindled. The reason is not far-fetched. The APC has, by their action, displayed a religious insensitivity to the plurality of the Nigerian nation. The reasons advanced cannot be substantiated in all ramifications. The Muslim-Muslim ticket of the APC indeed comes with its attendant political baggage. Suppose the APC as a party is desirous of making any meaningful impact in the 2023 presidential elections. In that case, it behoves the party to retrace his steps in the composition of his presidential tickets.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Well, that clears up their perspective to this. Now, Labour Party, which now the situation is getting very dynamic, whosoever is supporting, yes, good orientations, people, some people who support peacefully, but so also are the people who support in a very tense sense of orientation. Well, the Labour Party has been unveiling its campaign strategies to aid Nigeria's rebirth. And speaking about this was Professor Patu Tomi, who is a party chieftain for Labour Party, and at some point had to step away, or did decide to step away, as its presidential candidate in favour of Peter Obi. Take a listen to this.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Raise the ground for a mass entrepreneurial, moral, and motivational initiative of social engineering that will usher in a prosperous, fair, and just social order as a new Nigeria, because a new Nigeria is possible. The scope of our announcements today will include programs of youth and youthful and the youthful cleanup to take back their country in this African Climate Month. As we all know, August is Africa Climate Month. We also know that the real scourge that is throwing the world into a huge panic right now is the environment. I was in Europe 10 days ago, and temperatures were going to 41% or 41 degrees Celsius. And people, to get relief from the heat, were jumping into lakes, and some were drowning just because it was so hot. In the UK, when it hit 40 degrees Celsius, it was the highest they had ever recorded in temperature, in recorded history. So, climate, or a planet in peril, as CNN used to describe the environment challenge, has finally come home to roost. And the world is looking for relief from the more appropriate places. And those who understand the science of climate change know that Africa is very critical to that whole process, because the forest belts in Brazil, in Africa, are the major sources of the absorbing of the emissions that have gone into the atmosphere that are depleting the ozone layer and jeopardizing our well-being on this planet. And so, August has been set aside as Climate Change Month for Africa to use to activate a response to the challenge of the environment. And interestingly enough, International Youth Day also happens to be in August. I remember, just by way of irony, a couple of years ago, I was invited to speak to youth in Aba on International Youth Day, I think 14th of August. And I looked at the environment around Aba, and agenda items we're going to be addressing at this. Like I said, the scope of announcements will include programs of youth and youthful to clean up and take back their country in this Africa Climate Month, in which we mark the International Youth Day. Entrepreneurship training programs offered free to young people across Nigeria, from Jigawa to Jos and Jakundis Estates in Lagos. And capital support prepared in the association that we have with the Osorosuke Thought Force. We are going to talk in some more detail about that as we go forward. To shepherd these initiatives, include, by the way, programs that will run in Sokoto on desert encroachment, as stopping the desert, and all of that. In addition, we will talk about the listening clinics, what we call listening clinics, that we plan during the course of this month and going further from this month.
This is Morning Crossfire.
All right, clears up a little bit of what the Labour Party is inclined to do. Is that good enough? There's about 10 more minutes of that. I don't know if I get the chance, I'll play it for you as we go on. But for now, let's go on a break. And after the break, we'll take up more conversation shortly after the news. This is Nigel Aifer. Stay with us.